Right. Hey, folks. I was asked to actually start at 35 because that's when the slot starts, but I don't want to keep you waiting, so we decided maybe I'll cut off and edit the video later. Mine is actually a very short lightning talk today. Luca was on stage earlier talking about PacketFest in Zurich. I don't want to make too much advertisement for it, but you should come there if you like this type of thing. There will be a longer session talking about S-Flow and vector packet processing there too. In case you noticed, there's four talks back to back on VPP today. I'm talk number three of four. After me are two gentlemen who also have excellent stuff to share. So I'm going to keep the boilerplate VPP stuff to a minimum today. My name is Pim. I work at a small company called IPNG Networks. I've been in the RIPE community for a while. And IPNG started in the pandemic because I was kind of bored. And we work on DPDK and VPP applications. We run a ring in Europe that is the number three, I think, best connected ISP in Switzerland, which I thought was always kind of funny because it's kind of a basement ISP. I wanted to talk about S-Flow today. It's a method for collecting traffic in switched and routed networks. It uses statistical sampling, not flow probing, for the entire flow. Originally, RFC 3170 has been superseded, now currently a version 5 on the sflow.org website. What it kind of does is it uses data plane, typically ASICs, right, to copy forward one in n packets, where n is a large number, like 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000. And it copies the first couple of bytes from those packets into a little buffer, adds things like ingress and egress interfaces, MAC addresses, sampling parameters, all that type of stuff. And if you want, also extra metadata like which AS path, which AS number, what types of things do we know about this packet as we see it in transit sampling it. It also periodically reads interface counters like how many multicast and unicast packets did we see, how many discards did we see, and so on. And then it stuffs these all together sort of in datagrams, mostly UDP datagrams, and forwards these batches of samples plus the stats, like the counters, into a central place called a collector. And because a lot of this heavy lifting is done by the ASIC to do the copying and so on, it's easy to get tens of thousands, really, of these agents in the field, like switches and routers, to talk to one or two central collectors, right, that can then get a holistic view of where the network is at. So VPP, like we know, we talked about it a little bit. It's an open-source data plane, similar to Grout, that provides super, super fast networking using DPDK, RDMA, VertIO, VMXNet, if you're on VMware, AVF, AF Packet, all sorts of inputs, really, can easily do hundreds of millions, if not a billion packets per second. Ask my buddy Vlad about that later. And we've seen on GCP as well, 100 gigabits is in the cards, like for a single VM. And it runs on commodity hardware. There's no binary blobs and things like that. So you can just download the packages from FIDO and install them on Debian or even Red Hat if you'd like. So the lineup today, like we talked about, Fede and Mohammed talked earlier about the GCP story, Nathan about maglev. I'm going to talk a little bit about S-Flow, and Varun and Venkata are going to talk about TLS after me. So I just wanted to real quickly go back into that graph and talk about it a little bit. So a packet enters in VPP a directed acyclic graph, starting from an input node, for example, DPDK, which we talked about before, or RDMA or VertIO. These are all in gray. And then it goes on to layer two. All these packets go into these nodes, right, all the Ethernet packets anyway. And then we sort what type of Ethernet packet is this. This is IPv4, IPv6, and hand it off to sort of vertical stacks, if you will, of graph nodes for IPv4, IPv6, MPLS, ARP, that type of stuff. And then it ends, hopefully, like in an output node. Typically, we've figured out what to do with the packet. We're going to route it to this other destination. So we'll bring it back to Ethernet output and then select an interface, put a MAC address in the Ethernet frame, and forward the thing on its merry way, right? That would be an output node in green. But then we also have drops. Actually, we had an interesting question about where did that 0.0004, you know, percent of drops come from. I would say do not underestimate the importance of monitoring drops in your network. Like, people talk about what made it through all the time, but we typically don't really know what happened when the packet died. Was it because of an ACL? Was it because of input congestion, like whatever we got descheduled for a microsecond on the kernel? Is it output congestion because there was no TXQ in the hardware that was willing to accept our packet? Like, we don't know. So it's actually really important to get visibility, and S-Flow would be able to do that with a little asterisk. So what we've now done is we take that graph in the middle, and we try to insert a new node that takes all these packets, does something with them, and then typically moves them back to the next graph, right? So we insert this S-Flow node into what we call the input arc. So that means every time a device had a set of packets that it was willing to give to VPP, we took them, and we looked at them, and we sampled maybe one in N, and then we moved them into ostensibly the next node, which would be Ethernet input in the vast majority of cases. And we're planning to do this as well on the green path here, the output node, so we can do egress sampling. That's actually pretty straightforward. And a little bit more tricky, at least in VPP, is drop monitoring, because there is no easy mechanism for us to insert this node into that part of the graph that drops packets. So I'd like to talk to the VPP devs about that one a little bit. So then when you do this, that bubble that I had that I inserted into the graph is called an S-Flow worker node. And really what it does is it takes all the packets from the input and just